This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City area population, like that of the rest of the nation, is aging rapidly. Yet few medical providers are getting the training to meet their needs. KCUR's Dan Margulies spoke to local experts and has this report on the geriatrician shortage.
I'm just stopping by to say hi and see how you're doing today. How are you feeling?
Dr. Deed, I am feeling very well today and yesterday and the day before.
That's great.
That's Dr. John Dedon talking to one of his patients, an 82-year-old woman at Truman Medical Center's nursing home facility in eastern Jackson County, Missouri. Dedon is a geriatrician. He's been one for 25 years. He says he wasn't interested in geriatric medicine when he started medical school some 34 years ago.
But as I was around older people, I became impressed with the mismatch between their multiple medical diseases and syndromes and the care that I observed them getting.
In the Kansas City area, there are only a few dozen geriatricians, doctors who specialize in the care and treatment of older adults. In 2010, there were nearly 219,000 adults age 65 and over in the nine-county Kansas City metropolitan area. That was 11.4% of the population. By 2030, it's projected there will be more than 416,000, or nearly 18% of the population. There's tremendous demand, not just to treat older people, but to treat them properly.
It's one thing to take care of a lot of old people. It's another thing to do it in a manner that is appropriate and standard of care.
But here's the thing. It's proving very difficult to attract people into the field. There are lots of reasons. A perception that geriatric medicine pays less well, it isn't sexy, there are no quick fixes.
You know, students come in with specific interests. Geriatrics just hasn't been a strong one.
That's Marsha Walmer, a clinical faculty member at the UMKC School of Nursing. Walmer and her colleague, Lila Lindholm, a clinical assistant professor at the nursing school, are working hard to boost interest among their students, but it isn't easy. Here's Lindholm.
There still seems to be a lack of interest or value practicing and serving older adults.
So what's to be done? UMKC Med School, where Dedon teaches, and KU Med School offer geriatric medicine fellowships every year. So do the University of Missouri Columbia, Washington University in St. Louis, and St. Louis University. That's the good news. The bad news is the slots aren't filling. Nationwide, there were 385 fellowships in geriatric medicine this academic year, but only half of them were filled.
It's a tough sell to very young people.
That's Anne-Marie Marciarelli, a UMKC law professor who teaches healthcare law.
Because we segregate by age in our society, by housing, by work, by so many things. Some of them have not had a lot of exposure, even inside the family, to older individuals, and a chance to sort of sensitize themselves to, hey, these people are kind of cool, and they're interesting, and it could be intellectually challenging.
She says that even in her profession, it's difficult to get students interested in elder law.
You don't have a lot of people jumping up and down saying, I want to work exclusively with old people. Maybe it's unrealistic to expect it in medicine, given all the cultural forces and putting aside the financial reward structure.
Folks like Marciarelli and Lindholm are working to change perceptions of older adults among their students, and they're beginning to see some signs of success.
So we try to do this in a fashion to assist them in identifying that older adults are a wealth of information. They're very alive in our society versus the stigma and the myths that exist about older adults maybe not being very productive anymore.
Dedon's students come not just from UMKC, but also from Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences, an osteopathic school. About half the fellows he's taught over the years have been DOs, doctors of osteopathy.
And I must tell you that my very best fellows have been DOs.
In fact, caring for the elderly doesn't require someone to specialize in geriatric medicine. Primary care physicians can do the job. They just need the proper training, Dedon says.
My biggest impact is going to be training the students, including the physician assistant students that UMKC has now, medical students, residents, and fellows, and then continuing to help train community doctors.
Not really.
Are you breathing okay?
Am I ever.
Back at the nursing home, D-Don continues his examination of his 82-year-old patient.
How's your mood? Are you a happy person or do you feel sad or depressed?
Dr. D-Don, I am happy all the time.
Good.
Morning, noon, and night.
And that, says D-Don, is why the field is so rewarding. It's also why he's hopeful that someday soon more practitioners will heed the call. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Dan Margulies.